there's ongoing disagreement within the coalition partners over plans by the Department of Justice for legislation to enable the use of facial recognition technology by An Garda Síochána. Concerns have been raised by TDs in Fianna Fáil and the Green Party over the use of the technology, while the outgoing Minister for Justice, Simon Harris, has called on his government colleagues to urgently conclude talks on this issue. I'm joined by Fine Gael Senator and Barrister Barry Ward, the Lasca Hearlock of the Oireachtas Justice Committee, and by Green Party TD Patrick Costello, a member of the Justice Committee. You're both very welcome to studio. Thanks for coming in. Barry Ward, maybe we'll start with a simple explainer. People have an understanding, I think, of the use of body cameras. But what is facial recognition technology and how is it proposed it be used by An Garda Síochána?
Well, essentially, it's a data treatment tool. So if you imagine at the moment, a Garda might have to look at tens of hours of footage of CCTV, for example, from, let's say, a robbery or an incident or whatever it might be. What facial recognition technology can be used to do is to search through that footage to seek a particular image. So it's a little bit like pressing Control F when you're in a document online or something like that. It searches through and finds it. There are two important qualifiers. The first is that it's not proposed that it'll be used in real time, for example, on a body cam with a guard walking down the street, that there'd suddenly be a beep, beep, beep and say, look, and there is Barry Ward and there's an arrest warrant for him.
Okay.
And also, whatever it finds still has to be put through a human Garda. The Garda would still have to approve that image is correctly what the technology tells him or her that it is. And then obviously if it's used in a trial, it'll further be put through the hands of a jury who would have to be satisfied that it is what they say.
But just before I go to Patrick Costello, clarify that the body cams will be used to record facial technology.
Exactly.
Facial expression.
And after the fact, in the same way the guards would have CCTV footage or whatever it might be, that footage would be available to them as an evidential tool in any future prosecution. But it is not proposed that facial recognition technology will be used in a live environment with a body cam on a Garda.
So, Patrick Costello, you and the Green Party do not have a problem with body cams, but what's your problem with facial recognition technology?
No, and I think that's important that we draw a clear distinction between the body cams and facial recognition technology. And we could progress the body cam legislation very quickly, and no one, as far as I know, on the Justice Committee is opposed to the body cam legislation. But the issue with facial recognition technology is a couple of issues. First of all, it's prone to not working. The AI, the algorithm in it, has inbuilt biases. It has been shown in other jurisdictions to have gender biases, to have racial biases, to simply get things wrong and to leave innocent people being dragged through the courts. There's a privacy thing here where we have seen the European Data Protection Board argue that that this is overly intrusive in terms of privacy. I think there's also then a proportionality thing here, because given that it doesn't work, given that it's overly given that international research says that it has lots of flaws in it, given that
so what do you want?
Well, what I would like to see, well, I'm conscious of a couple of things. First of all, the Department of Enterprise and the Government Chief Information Officer are leading a cross-departmental working group looking at principles around the proper and ethical use of AI.
Okay,
and I think we have to
forward.
We have to wait for them
to separate out the two
absolutely
issues, and
absolutely, and
discussion.
Let's get the body cams in and let's deal with this. And only that, I want to see the EU AI Pact Act passed first.
Barry Ward, he's raised issues there. You know, it's prone to not working. He says there are inbuilt biases, there are privacy issues. What do you say? Well, by way of response,
any algorithm is as flawed as the person who designs it. So it's no more or less flawed than a Garda who might be sitting through footage or whatever it might be. But it's important to acknowledge that, yes, there are places where it hasn't worked. San Francisco is an example, but it was used in real time, like that body cam scenario that I was talking about. That will not be used here. And in fact, the US National Institute of Standards and Technology, which is considered to be the gold standard in testing the accuracy of facial recognition technology, tested 127 algorithms, and the fail rate within them was 1% of those searches.
What about
so in actual fact,
biases?
The opposite is the case. Yeah, and that's something that has to be addressed. But as I said,
but how do you address it?
Well, you address it, first of all, by looking at the algorithms. But we come back to the point that I was making earlier. You never take the technology's word as the final word. It still has to be approved by a Garda. So let's say we're looking for Mary Wilson on footage from a bank robbery. The guard would spend 35 hours, let's say, sitting through different sets of CCTV. The algorithm and the facial recognition technology can do that in a quicker
time. Okay, you see it as another tool.
And the important thing is the guard still has to be satisfied that that's Mary Wilson that it says it is.
And Drew Harris wants it and wants it now. It's supported by the AGSI, Patrick Costello.
Even when being used retrospectively, we get referrals referrals from the National Centre for Missing and Exploited Children, who identify potential child sexual abuse material and send referrals to the Gardaí here. The ICCL, the Irish Council for Civil Liberties, identified something like 500 false positives where people were posting innocent pictures of their children and were being scooped up through use of these technologies being passed. So it's not as it's not as positive as Barry says.
Okay, so tell me this then, Patrick Costello. Why is it, if you seem to be vehemently opposed to the use of it here, might you allow it through further discussion and in a separate piece of legislation or a separate amendment?
Well, I think there's several points. First of all, we need to see what the EU AI Act is doing, because that will have a huge impact on this, and there's no point legislating here until that has come through. Secondly, in certain circumstances, there is a benefit to it. But it has to be with proper judicial supervision, with proper court supervision, all those things. But we're not seeing the details of what's being proposed.
Do you have a timeline?
It's been pushed through by amendments to an existing bill.
Do you have a timeline on that EU Act you're talking about? When is that due?
I believe it's going into the trilogue process very soon, but I couldn't guess how long that is.
Barry Ward, is it better to wait and get this right than rush it through now?
FRT is already in use here. It's used by the Department of Social Protection, the Department of Foreign Affairs, Europol, Interpol, facial recognition technology is already used. Patrick made reference to Interpol. Interpol identifies 7 child victims of abuse every day through facial recognition technology. And what he's saying is that it gets false positives. Of course it does. Show me the perfect system that never does that. Yes, but the important thing is that if there's a false positive, the guards still have to approve that that is correct. We don't accept the technology as the last word. It still has to be put through a human sieve of somebody who looks at that and decides that it is correct.
I must leave it for today. I'm very sorry, Patrick Costello. That's the end of it. Fine Gael, Senator Barry Ward, Green Party TD, Patrick Costello. Thank you both very much.